വക്രതുണ്ട മഹാകായ സൂര്യകോടി സമപ്രഭം നിർവിഘ്നം കുരു മേ ദേവ സർവകാര്യേഷു സർവദാ. ഓം ശ്രീ മഹാഗണപതയേ നമഃ. സരസ്വതീ നമസ്തുഭ്യം വരദേ കാമരൂപിണി വിദ്യാരംഭം കരിഷ്യാമി സിദ്ധിർഭവതു മേ സദാ. ഓം ശ്രീ മഹാസരസ്വത്യൈ നമഃ. സമസ്തജനകല്യാണേ നിരതം കരുണാമയം നമാമി ചിന്മയം ദേവം സദ്ഗുരും ബ്രഹ്മവിദ്വരം. ഓം ശ്രീ ചിന്മയ സദ്ഗുരവേ നമഃ. ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാ മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീം ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിണീം അംബത്വാമനുസന്ദധാമി ഭഗവദ്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണി. മൂക്കം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യത്കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുതഃ സ്തുന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവൈഃ വേദൈ സാംഗപദക്രമോപനിഷദൈഃ ഗായന്തി യം സാമഗാഃ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാ സുരഗണാഃ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. How many of you have heard me before? Please put up your hands. That's a lot of people. How many are YouTube listeners? Tell me first. Okay. For any success, there are three factors which are needed. Success in any field, doesn't matter what the field is. For an institution, for a family, for a nation, any unit, three factors are required. Factor number one is called yantra. What is a yantra? Can I see everyone's face? There are some people whose face I can't see. You have to make it a point to shift your chairs in such a way that you can see my face. It doesn't matter, you don't have to be in straight lines, it's okay. Some people at the back, I can't see your faces. Can you come in the front? Come up in the front. Those who can sit down, please try and sit down. There's still space. All those who are below 40 years, please come up. And if you want to consider, you know, count yourself as below 40, still come up. Come on, come, come. Yeah. Good. So what is needed is yantra. What do you mean by yantra? Yantra means instrument, material, resources, machines. For example, this particular session that we are having, you have to have a mic that works, the lights, the aircon. Isn't it true? All this is the machines, the infrastructure, the chairs, all of that is needed, right? For it to be successful. Anything in life, you see, you need all these materials and machines and instruments. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
I'll keep asking you questions. Those of you who are listening to me for the first time, the main reason is I don't want you to sleep. So this is the only way I know of to keep you all awake, okay? So please answer. So we need machines. Not only do we need the machines, we also need to become familiar with the machines, get trained in the use of the machines, understand the working of a machine, machine instrument, all of this, as I said, materials. And then alone are we able to make good use. Many times people don't understand, especially with mics. Now for us, like this is like almost an extension of our body. But for those who don't understand, either they come too close or they're so scared they keep holding to it like for dear life, you know. So you have to know how to use it well. Then you optimize its use, you make good use of it, right? For anything. The machine should not overwhelm us. The machine should not rule over us. The machine is used for our benefit. Is it true or not? So we should be in command of that machine. Training in the use of the machine is very, very important. A lot of times, for example, I'm one of those persons. I don't know how to use most of the apps that I have in my cell phone. I'm sure a lot of you are like that. I say, as far as I'm concerned, I use it for three things. For seeing my emails, not replying, seeing. Talking on the phone and seeing the messages. And they have so many. They've given me this fancy iPhone with at least 25 different icons which I have never even tapped on. Now, the possibilities of this machine are so much. Is it true or not?
Yes.
What all things you can do. So, most of us, we don't even know the possibilities of our machine. Sometimes we only know how to do the bare minimum. Isn't it? Sometimes, like even cars, we don't know what's happening inside, you know. We only know if you do this, this happens. The outer working. But we don't know how it actually works. Most of us don't understand how most machines work. Isn't it true? We just know if you tap here, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. About that. There are some people who know the working of the machine. Then they can really do a lot with it, much more than what you and I can do. Do you agree with me? Now, one of the very, very important things about this machine is that it is for my benefit. What is it?
My benefit.
And I am the master of my machine. That is the relation it should be. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
But very often what happens? The machine rules our life. Is it true or not?
Yes.
It absolutely overpowers us, overwhelms, and it takes over. A classic example is your cell phone. It's taken over. It's taken over our lives. Can you imagine? You feel insecure if it's not there. It's a little, small, little. You're understanding. It was made for my benefit, right? To help me. And now what has happened? It has the power to make me insecure. Can you imagine that? Are you all understanding? Yes. One little small thing like a dabba. And it has the power now to what? Ruin my life. Ruins my social this. And what happens? I'm all the time, little screen. This most beautiful cherry blossoms, you know, all over and all. And where am I? Is it true or not? All the time, this little thing. Chat, 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 hours together. Compulsively we keep looking at it. Is it true or not? It's compulsive. Every little time, what's happening? What's happening? Kuch nahi hota, and nothing really this. And then, you know, all sorts of things, you know, you sneeze and you take a picture. Send it to someone. Someone told me, you know, you make a samosa, then you take a picture of the samosa and send it to everyone. So everyone sends back a message, oh, it's so nice, so lovely, it looks so sweet, it looks so nice. So what did you put in it? So you said, tak, 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 I put this. Did you make a chutney? No, I didn't make a green chutney was not available, so I put red chutney. Then this is the sananda. And this is how it, and this is nowadays we are very stressed. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And he said, oh, it's so nice, you can just send your picture and you can be in contact with anyone in the world. You are in contact with anyone, you know, the Facebook and all of that. And then, you know, if 10 people say like, you feel, ha. And 10 people say, Can you imagine the machine dominating your life like that? Someone you don't even know, someone's like that. And you feel depressed now, no one likes me. I've got 50 likes and I got, We start living in a virtual world because of these machines. Is it true or not?
Yes.
It's okay, fine, no problem. And can you imagine a little machine has the power, you know, like you say you have friends all over the world, friends all, I'm in touch with everyone, but you actually don't touch anyone. Is it true or not? You just don't, I mean, and human beings need a touch, an actual touch. And then, I'm in touch. You're not in touch with anyone, believe me. We don't know who is our neighbor, we don't know who is living in, is it true or not? No one. And I have friends in Timbuktu. And we don't even know who the actual person is over there, right? It's just a virtual friend. And if you actually met that person, you wouldn't be able to stand that person also. Who knows? This is what actually happens. So it's fantastic. Machines are needed. Without machines, we can't. It's yantras are part of life. We need to have, we should be trained in the use of the yantra. And what happens? It takes over our life and we have no this. And can you imagine now everything? So we want everything, you know, like all the information, nothing is here. Now everything is where? In the good old days, what used to happen? Everything was here. And now everything is? Now you can imagine how dependent you become. Calculation, I can't calculate. I can't do a simplest of simple calculation. I don't know how to. All my information is where? In the clouds. In the cloud. Everything is somewhere else. This is what happens, I'm telling you. And then the dependency. What I'm trying to tell you is that the dependency is what is terrible. Without this. And now you see in each of the houses that we have, there are more machines than members of the family. Is it true, Anna?
Yeah.
So many machines, so many this, that, yay, for. Every room has its own TV. No one sits together. We are all in front of what? Machines. The minute everyone comes home, everyone is. And then they meet, you know, once in a while, in between going here, going that one, this one, going there and all. And then I'm in touch. The family itself doesn't really, what? Not one meal does everyone eat together. Is it true or not? Few houses are there who have said at least one meal everyone must be there together. So, kya hota hai? So machines are important. Do you agree they are important? But they have a place in our life. When they dominate or they take over, and then one of the machine gets spoiled or something like that, you know, washing machine gaya to now if you what can I you know you completely like you now you don't know what to do, isn't it? So therefore dependency is what really this yantra, okay, important. The second, and a very, very, very important one, is called Tantra. What is it called?
Tantra.
Tantra means methodology, process, system, rules. All this falls into Tantra. When we're talking about resources, we also mean not just material resources, human resources as well. Yeah? All that is. And here also, when we say Tantra, we mean all the things, you know, like procedures, systems, way of doing things, strategy, you know, laws. All of this falls into Tantra. Do we need them?
Yes.
For this yajna to happen, we need, like when the speaker speaks, everyone listens, isn't it? That's a rule, unspoken. Yeah? And then when you come to others, everyone switches off their mobile, isn't it? I hope you have done it. So these are all simple, what? Tantras, which help to make a system. And America is good with systems, isn't it? They have a lot of system. You do like that. If you don't do like that, only this way and not that. Isn't it? Lots of systems and all. India is Mahan in that. And it works. The thing is, it works. They have their own system. Only we don't know what that system is. The fact that it works shows that there is a system. In one particular place, you know, they didn't have traffic lights, and once they started putting the traffic lights there, they had so many accidents. So they took them out and then everything was fine. Everything went off perfect, you know, and because everyone understands, you know, what's expected of each other and all, and it works well. See, we say there is no system. It's not that it's no system. It's different. Will you remember that? Unfortunately, what happened is in our brain we've been brainwashed into thinking if it is this way, then only it's right. If it's not this way, means it's not this. That's the whole world has been brainwashed into thinking American system is the right system. You understand? But not necessarily so. It has its own. Each place has its own particular way that it works, and it works. So, but systems also, the laws or rules or methods or whatever you call it, needs to be updated from time to time. So it is relevant, because many, many times the systems are what? Outdated, or they're complicated. Isn't it? Even over here, they tell me that when you have to fill in your tax tax. This, isn't it complicated? See, you people ask same thing. So complicated, you have to be a, that's why you need tax experts to help you. You know, through so many things are there in life are made complicated. Even when you'll have to get any property over here, isn't it so many complications? You never even realize that there are so many forms to be filled and this is then and then that you have to do and that and goes on and on. Is it true or not? Aisa nahi ki sirf India mein hai. Idhar bhi bahut systems hai. Isn't it true? Complicated systems. They can make it much easier. But, and sometimes those systems are so funny that they just don't make. I saw this movie, documentary, Bowling for Columbine. Did you all see that? It's very, became very famous, right? So this guy, what's his name of the guy?
Michael Moore.
He went to, it starts dramatically, it's amazing. And it's about America, okay? So he goes into this gun shop. And he says, I want a gun. So, no, was it a bank? No, he goes to open a bank account. He goes into a bank to open a bank account. And they said, if you open a bank account, you get a gun free. That's the thing, yeah. Now, look at this most interesting thing. So, you get a gun free. So our guy goes and says, okay, which gun will you give me if I open a bank account? So the lady behind the counter brings a booklet with 500 different brands of guns and says, you choose. So this guy is surprised, 500. You mean to say, and when will you deliver? He's saying, right away. You mean to say you have 500 of these guns in the bank? So he says, yes, you choose which one. So he sort of picked up one and he says, okay, this one. So he says, good. Do I need to fill up anything? He's saying, yes. So he filled in a form and they asked him, are you of sound mind? Imagine who's going to say, I'm of sound mind. Are you sound mind? So he signed. These two questions were asked and he signed and all. And he got the gun. He got this account and he went out and says right opposite there was a Walmart from which he could have picked up what the? He could have got the things, you know, the ammunition with him anyways, filled it up and? So he asked this lady behind the counter, say, if I did that, he thinks that's the risk you have to take for starting a bank account. You understand? You see that? I mean, it's made over here. What I'm trying to tell you, there are systems, you know? And sometimes the systems are what? Funny. You fill a form like this. It's a system. You have to fill the form. You have to write that. Doesn't make sense. Maybe it makes sense to them. Doesn't make sense to me. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There are many, many things like that happen. I'll tell you one really funny thing that happened back home. I was staying in someone's place and their daughter was going to migrate to Canada. Punjabis, so all of them go there. So they asked me, they were telling me this, that they had a little baby and they needed to get the passport and you know, all of that. So for us, you have to have a police inquiry and stuff like that. But for this, they said, we need to have a certificate, a character certificate for the 8-month-old baby. Oh. What? 8-month-old baby character certificate. So the notary had to sign and she showed me this thing. It was unbelievable. They said ki passport office ne kaha ki chahiye hi chahiye. Uske bina passport nahi milega. So they got this thing signed from the notary that I know this child from his birth and he bears a good moral character. So, But this is the rule, so you have to get it, bus. There's no other. Doesn't make sense. So this is called what? Tantra. You understand? Tantra. Some tantras are very, very complicated. See, when India became free, what do you call that? Swatantra. You understand? We say Swatantra. Means the tantra is self-governance. Governance is tantra. Swatantra means what? Self-governance. That's what it means. So in life, we should be able to what? Swatantra. Our whole governance, even the self-governance, it applies both ways. Even the atyatmik. Tantra, yantra also, if you go a little bit deeper, the yantra would be what? Your own body is a yantra. Is it true or not? Your mind is a yantra. Right? This is a yantra. We should know it. We should know how it works. We don't. Isn't it? Many times people say, no one understands me. Are, do you understand yourself? Forget about understanding. Do you understand this? Then many times, you don't trust me. You don't trust me. Are, what trust me? Do you trust yourself? How can you really trust yourself? Bolo. Can you? Yeah? Oh. Many times people say, you don't trust me. A great Mahatma. His Shishya kept asking, have you controlled your mind? Mahatma did not answer. Just before he was going to die, he called his Shishya and said, I have controlled my mind. And he died. Now this guy has a question. This is not why didn't he answer till he died? I want to know why he didn't answer. So yeah, another Mahatma. Why did my guru not answer? You know, he says the mind is such a thing that you can't say what? The minute you say I've controlled, the mind will show you how much control you have. You understand? Okay. So that's why he says, first of all, know the mind. That also, you know the instruments. That your own yantra, you should know about it. Many times I tell you, in the good old days, it was a little better. You know? If anything happened to you, you had what is called party medicine. Who knows about that? Ghar ke nuske. Nahi kya? Nuska. Nuska kya bolte the usko? Nuske. Ghar ke. You know? To apne hi ghar mein. The home masala box used to be the medicine chest. Is it true or not? So you get a little gas. My grandmother has done it to me. So they put a little hing. Hing? Asafoetida? And they put it with some, they rub it and then they put it on the navel and the gas comes out. Now, if little bit stomach, then you, what? Blood test, urine test, this test, that test. And at the end of it, they'll give you some things and this, that and all. And fine, what happens? By the time the gas will definitely have gone away. It can't stay even if it wants to. What I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, so first is we have to know our yantra and understand its system also working and all governance, you know, self-governance is also very, very important. So outside in the world you need the right yantra, then you also need tantra, governance, so that everything happens in a very beautiful way. It should be simple and it should be understood and accepted. Even in a marriage, don't you all have tantras? The way each one, I will sleep on this side of the bed, you sleep on this bed. If I change the side, I don't get sleep. The complicated things like that are there, isn't it true? So many things, all of you set up, you know, yes, yes, karenge, we fit this, all the yantras. Then everything goes fine. Otherwise, the third and other very, very important thing is called mantra. Okay. What is a mantra? Normally we say mantra is Om Namah Shivaya, etc. No. Here the mantra means what? A brief, inspiring motto, statement, what do you call it? You know, in companies they have a mission statement. Don't you all have? Every company has its what? Vision or a mission statement or a this aims and objectives and attitude. All this falls into mantra. Okay? Something which is inspiring. Now, there are mantras can be of three types. One is called instigating mantras. What mantras? What are instigating mantras? What is instigation? Instigation is when the baser or the lower aspect of your personality is invoked, is provoked. For example, you provoke hate in people and prompt them to kill. This is very well seen in the world. Yes or no?
Yes.
So you tell everyone, everyone is bad, go kill. Oh, wow. And then some people feel, oh, everyone is horrible, I must just kill. So this is called what? Instigation. I don't have to tell you more about instigation. The greed in you is being what? Ayyo, so many advertisements. What do? The greed in you or the desires in you are instigation. Is it true or not? You are sitting and watching, and then they show some person with lovely hair and all, and then they show a shampoo, you know, with this, and a beautiful girl and all that stuff. So you feel, ah, isse mere bhi bal aise ho jayenge. So you buy that, and all your hair fall off. So you go to that person and you say, okay, what happened? You know, how come, you know, you showed this, in case you meet the model, you ask, what happened? Saying this, I don't use this, that shampoo. They asked me to hold it, so I held it. What can I do? They gave me money for that. I did it. Who asked you to do it? So does it not happen? The greed in us, the desires in us, you know, all of that is what? There are mantras like that, which make you, you know, this. What did Manthara do? The Ramayana? What did Manthara do? She instigated Kaikai. She said, you know, that, do you know what's going to happen? Ramji is going to be coronated. He's going to be declared as the crown prince tomorrow. Kaushalya, I mean, Kaikai was so happy. Immediately she took out her mala and gave it to Manthara. So she said, this is not working. Then, see, look at the beauty of this. She knew that this was not working, so she said, you know, then she said, she loves, Kaikai loves Ramchandraji so much, so she was thrilled that he was going to be, then she says, nay, let me, this is a typical woman, this, let me, the jealousy part. Then she says, do you know what's going to happen? Kaushalya will become the mother queen, and you will be relegated to second position right now. You are the favorite queen of Dashrath Maharaj. After that, you will be number two. He says, what? Immediately. You remember the whole story. This is how it goes. So then she says, no, this is not going to happen. And you know, the rest is history. And what happened? So what did Manthara do? What did she do? You must be very, very careful when such a thing is happening in your life. We don't know. Sometimes very nicely, happily, softly someone will tell you and something in you, the worst in you gets instigated. Is it true or not? Doubt, hate, ashraddha, all this gets instigated. I'll tell you a typical example. Now you're all listening with a lot of love and, you know, with a response in this. Then someone comes and tells you, you know Vimalananda? No, what? Are you don't know her? Are jaane do, kuch nahi. You have so much faith, why should I say anything? Khatam, that's all it's required. No, what happened? No, tell. Are nahi, aapke paas itna shraddha hai, main kya bolu? Jaane do, aap suno. I am telling you, after that, you will not be able to listen to me properly. भाई पता नहीं बोलते तो है, पता नहीं उसका कुछ होगा गड़बड़ कुछ होगा कुछ गॉन. यू आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग दिस इज कॉल्ड व्हाट? इंस्टिगेशन. यू टू बी वेरी केयरफुल इन लाइफ. वी डोंट इवन नो हाउ इजिली वी गेट इंस्टिगेटेड. Doubts come in, and you know, so many things happen about our dharma. Someone will just say some little thing, and then before you know, you start doubting everything. Isn't it true? What idols you are worshipping? As though Bhagwan eats. You're putting food in front of Bhagwan. Has he ever eaten? But next time you put food, you say, "Hey." Are you understanding? It's just one or two words like that. Someone says something like that, and it happens. So this is called what? Mantras? Instigating mantras. Now the second type of mantras are called motivating mantras. So what do instigating mantras do? They pull you down. Okay? Instigating from whatever you are pulled down. What do motivating mantras do? They push you forward. They encourage you. Come on, you can do it. Wonderful. You have it in you. Go for it. You know, typical what you tell your children also, no? I'm telling you, I see that potential in you. What? You don't know what you can do. I know. After all, you are my son. So this type of a thing is called what? Motivating. I said tomorrow, just keep it a little higher so that I can see, you know, because a lot of people, I must have eye contact with everyone, especially. So then I can motivate. So, and you know, a lot of companies have this type of, you know, motivating, you know, they want, and so many, they have these gurus. What are they called? Motivators? No, what are they called? Mentors. No, they come into companies and then they give this big pep talks and then they make everyone, you know, and everyone's supposed to go and do this. Motivating sessions are there and a big, don't they do that all the time? Motivational gurus. And they come and then what happens? It remains for a little time. After that, what happens? Demotivated again, someone. Or sometimes some perks are given, you know, this is there and that is there. And if you know, yeah, lots of perks are there. So, oh, you're motivated. So, and then they have lots of, you know, one person went for an interview. And the person who was interviewing asked, what is the motto, mission statement of our company? Now this guy had not done enough, you know, homework before he came, and he really didn't know. So, but he was very smart. So he said, push. What? How did you get that idea that it was written push? He's saying on the door it was written push. So I thought, you know, your statement should be really prominent. So I assumed that that was the statement. Push, that's a good enough one, you know. Sometimes you only get your way through. In India, if you want to climb a train, that's the only way. Push. Anyway, so what I'm trying to tell you is that we need to have from time to time what? Motivating, which takes us forward. We need to have encouragement, you call it, some mantra, something that takes you forward, something that, you know, sometimes when you're tired or you feel that nothing is working out, don't you need someone else to help you out with this, such things? Yeah. Or sometimes from inside, you need to bring out that extra, you know, energy or that inspiration and go ahead. So that is called motivation, motivating mantras. You know, a lot of companies have, I don't know, I'm still new to America, I'll pick them up very soon, don't worry. But there was this, Reliance brought this thing, you know, the mobile when it came, and it said, Karlo Dunya Mutti Mein. What a lovely one, you know. The whole world, bring it into your, and the mobile was remains in your, this. So, bring the whole world into your, very nice. India has really good ads, isn't it true? They make a wow, good job. Anyway, karlo. So I'm sure you'll tell me, supply me with a few such mantras which they use over here, so I'll also be able to. Now, the third type of mantras are called inspiring mantras. Instigating mantras pull you down. Motivating mantras push you forward. And inspiring mantras elevate you, take you high. Not just push you forward, but they elevate you. They make you completely transform you. They inspire you sometimes, those mantras, for a lifetime. So therefore, this is what we are going to talk about. Some very, very inspiring mantras. Great rishis have given us such mantras. Those mantras that are there like Om Namah Shivaya and all, these also are very, very great mantras. But we are not talking about such mantras. We are going to talk about beautiful such mantras that are there. The whole of the Bhagavad Gita is strewn with such beautiful mantras. Before we go into the Bhagavad Gita mantras, we will see one mantra. Why I'm going to talk about this is that each one of us sitting over here is able to make mantras for yourself. What? All of us can make mantras for ourselves. Some of you are living by certain mantras, not knowing or knowingly. You have certain ideas, certain ways which really inspire you. You may have taken some of them from gurus, some of them you've taken from Gita or something like that, from scriptures, and some you've made by yourself through the experiences of your life. It's possible. And I'm going to tell you one mantra which I made for the simple reason that you will understand you too can make. That's the only reason, not because I want you. Now this mantra is good for me. It works for me, may not work for you. Is it okay? But shall I still tell you?
Yes.
Demand and supply. No demand, no supply. Demand there?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Then I'll tell you. I've made a few mantras like that for myself, which helped me. They're really good for me. One goes like that. Don't bang your head on closed walls. Walk out through open doors. Sounds silly, but it's really nice for myself. What? Don't bang your head on closed walls, walk out through open doors. In any given room, are there more walls or more doors? Understand that. In life, there are always more walls than doors. Don't complain. Is that okay? More walls are there, that's a fact of life. But the very fact that you have come in, there's a way out. Will you remember that? Kitni badhiya baat hai ki nahi? The fact that you are in means what? There is a way out. So in any given situation in life, never say that there's no way out. Will you remember that? Kya baat hai na? Maja aaya ki nahi? Any given circumstances, never feel like that. There's no way out. No. The fact that you've got in, there's a way out. Okay. Now, very often, instead of finding the door, we are busy banging our heads on the walls. That's the problem. What do we do? And we expect the wall to, what? Open up like a door. And what happens if you keep banging? You bleed. You understand? I'm getting hurt. Of course you will get hurt. Because it's a wall. It's not a door. Are you understanding?
Yes.
How often we do that? Many times we say, you know, maine usko kaam kiya na, diya na, usne kaam hi nahi kiya. I gave work to this person, he never did it. I knew he would not do it. If you knew he would not do it, why did you give it? Don't we do that? एक बार देना है नहीं कर किया, पता है कि ये नहीं करता है, दूसरी बार दिया वो भी नहीं किया, तीसरी बार, अभी दसवीं बार दिया ना, फिर नहीं नहीं पता नहीं इस बार शायद करेगा. Is it true or not? Haven't you found people? You see one or twice, new time, you know, the person for the first time you are encountering, you give the work. Then you say they doesn't do. Then the second time you give it. Then you see maybe you give a benefit of a doubt. The third time you see then. And then you say, ye to chronic hai. Ye case koi sudharne wala? Then you stop giving that. But still you keep on this and then you expect, I expected. Are you understanding? Don't we all do that? We're doing it all the time. We bang our heads all the time in relationships. How many times we're all bleeding because of all these type of false expectations from something where it is not there all the time. 100 times we bang and still we don't learn. But we feel, nahi, 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 usko hi kholna hai. I want that, okay, if you bang hard enough with all the hammers, it will open. The wall also will, but you don't know if you go out, maybe if you're in the 25th floor and you open the wall and go out, where will you be? You are understanding? In life, please remember, don't do these type of things. If you want to make a window also into a door, you better watch out where you are. The window can be made into a door, but it all depends on where you are. See, in, will you remember this important message? Now you don't think the mantra is that silly, isn't it? And I have always found that whenever in any situation you find, you think that nothing is working out, and what happens? What happens? The door opens. You have to look enough. You have to look for the door. Many times it happens to us, you know, we go to people's homes, you know, changing homes every second day, you know, few days. And then some places, no, they have all the doors look the same. The bathroom door, the closet door, everything is all like, and one whole wall is all doors. Have you ever? In India, we have lots of things like that. And one of them is the bathroom door. So you open the door and say, nahi, toh uska kisa ka ye hai. Then you say, ye nahi, ye bhi nahi hai. You have to keep on doing that till you get the right door, you know. This. And early morning, if you haven't got an idea, you just go and you start opening. You will not this. So you have to find out which is the door. And when you walk out of the door, you are this. Achha hai laga? Now, why I said this, each one of us can make our own mantras. Can you try doing this today night? Yes? Sit. Think about life. Think about how you live. Make a mantra for yourself. Okay? And maybe you can share a few nice ones with me also. But don't make negative mantras. Negative mantras are what? Nothing works in the world. That is fine. Such things that you help, it helps you to live your life in a better way, deal with things, face situations, etc. I have a few of them, but we're not going to talk about my mantras anymore. We will talk about what mantras? Bhagavad Gita mantras. Shall I tell you a few of more of mine?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, fine. It's till 8:30, no? 7 to 8:30, yeah. Because sometimes the time was haywire, so I don't know. 7 to 8:30. Okay, fine. I thought I was supposed to end now. Right. Now, one more mantra. I love this one. Be like Gangaji. This is my mantra. What is the mantra?
Be like Gangaji.
Now, think of Gangaji. When she starts from Gomukh, what is the size of Gangaji? Not that big, you know. And then she's in the Himalayas. The first thing she faces are those huge, big Himalayas. Is it true or not? And what does Gangaji do? What does Gangaji do? Does she bang herself? When this big, huge mountains come in front of her, she says, Namaste Astu Bhagavan. Isn't it?
Yes.
And she's so smart. Whenever there are small mountains and all, I mean small little boulders or what does she do? And then the Himalayas, the big huge mountains, she keeps on rubbing and rubbing and rubbing. And finally what? Makes her way, is it true or not? Water is so soft. The mountain is so hard. But who wins? Bolo. Gangaji or the mountain? Gangaji wins. Gangaji wins. Why? Constant. Many times, you know, you all say, Swamiji, my husband doesn't come for the lecture every day. Softly. Not karke. What will happen? Ek din to? Ek na. That's it. She makes her way. She finds her way. Why? Because this is the most beautiful thing. The Gangaji knows her ultimate goal. She knows that she has to reach the Bay of Bengal and meet the infinite ocean. That is her goal. She doesn't have a small, narrow, little goal, a petty goal. Her goal is the infinite ocean. She doesn't say, how will I find my way? She says, no way. Whatever happens, I have to go there. She comes across big mountains, doesn't matter. She doesn't say, how can I, small little me, such big mountain, how can... No! I will find a way. And she does find a way. Isn't it true?
Yes.
And what happens? As she goes on, she gains strength. Becomes bigger and bigger. Wider and wider. Passing through so many cities and towns and blesses everyone. Isn't it true? And so many rivers come and merge into her. All the rivers that come and merge into her are called Ganga, right? I don't know how many of you have been to Allahabad. In Allahabad, Yamuna is big and huge, much bigger than Ganga. The amount of water in the Yamuna is more than in the Ganga. At the Triveni Sangam, Yamuna meets Ganga. And after that, Yamuna loses all her identity and is called Ganga. Isn't it true?
Yes.
Even though she's the bigger of the, she loses. Ganga doesn't lose her identity. She remains that. Are you understanding?
Yes.
What a great thing. Every water that comes in contact with her becomes pure. Is it true?
Yes.
Now, it keeps going, it becomes wider and wider and bigger. As it nears its goal, the width is so much at Ganga Sagar. I don't know how many of you have been to Ganga Sagar, not Calcutta. Further on you go to Ganga Sagar where it actually meets the ocean. It's so huge. It is it's almost like an ocean. It's so big. Similarly, she starts like that, but becomes like that. When you have an infinite as your goal, what happens to you? Your heart becomes bigger. Your whole thinking becomes bigger. Your influence becomes what? Bigger and bigger. Your strength becomes greater and greater. Why? Because your goal is what? Small, small things will not, what? Even the so-called big things are not big, because your goal is so high. Have you understood? Nothing is going to stop you from your goal. She does not say the Himalayas are so beautiful. I don't want to go away from them. Why should I go into the planes and all? I have to pass by Kanpur and all those. I don't want to go into that and all. No, she just goes wherever the flow is and she reaches. Are you understanding? What a beautiful river. Ahaha, kya baat hai. Holy throughout. Its origin is holy. Its what? Ending is infinite. It's the holiest of holy. Throughout it remains. Why? Because it's started with a goal. Each one of us needs to have what? A great goal. A small goal. A great goal. The bigger the goal, the better. If we think small, we become small. If we think big, we become big. That is the. And unfortunately, what happens? Most of us think. And therefore, because we think small, big, the so-called small things also become what? Isn't it? Because your thinking is so small, so anything is too much. We can't do it. I can't handle it. There's too much. Guruji says it very beautifully. If you think that something is, you know, something small is upsetting you, it's not small for you, it's big. You got the point? Because it's upsetting you, so it's, you have made it already what? Big. It's small only, but you don't think it's small. So it is big for you. You get the point? So similarly here, Gangaji doesn't bother. The biggest of big, Himalaya, can you imagine? And I have seen this in life. I don't know whether you've experienced this. Sometimes people, big people come and stand here. Don't ever waste your energy in trying to argue with them, in trying to fight them, in trying to confront them. Don't. What should you do? The poor Himalaya still is in the Himalayas. It never progresses. It stays where it is. Are you understanding? It never. The so-called big people remain where they are. But the Gangaji flows away and goes away. So don't think big people are big. If they are, what? Obstacles in your path. Nothing is big. No people, nothing is, you know this. Many times we feel we get overwhelmed. Ha, aise log ko main kya bol sakti? I am a small person. Don't worry, you are not small. Your goal is very high, very big, and you are big. Is it okay? You like this motto?
Yes.
Mantra?
Yes.
Be like?
Yes.
No. Another one. One more of mine only. Is it okay with you all?
Yes.
Just because a person is good to you does not mean the person is good. Just because a person is bad to you doesn't mean the person is bad. Got that one?
Yes.
No? What do we normally think? Right the opposite. Is it true or not? Right the opposite. If someone is good to us, what do we say? Bolo. The person is so good. If the person is bad to you, the person is so bad. This is how we think. Just because it's very, very difficult for us to accept this sort of a thing. But if you think properly, it is a truth. Just because a what? Can you say it? Just because a person is good to you doesn't mean the person is good. That doesn't mean you have to be look at everyone with a suspicion. No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is that the person may be showing a good aspect of this to you. You may be just clicking with that person. Maybe the person hasn't shown all his differentness. You know? That's possible. And just because a person is bad to you, maybe you just rub each other the wrong way and that's why the person is not so good to you. And what happens to us is the minute, you know, the person acts not according to what we think is good or bad, what happens? We give the label, ye to bahut kharab hai, this is very bad. Isn't it true? And then we keep on according to that. And once you've categorized that person as so-called bad or not good or whatever you have called, and then anything that person does is what? Then we don't, even the so-called good things they do is not understood, recognized, accepted. Is it true or not? So we become so closed to anything coming out from that person. But if we can keep, you know, the other thing, maybe my encounter with that person has not been very pleasant, but still the person may be very good. If you can just give a benefit of a doubt like that, believe me, it will help you a lot. Have you ever tried that? Try it out. I have found that some people are really very good. They're very good with a lot of other people, very nice, but with me somehow they haven't been that great. So what can you do? Fine. The first thing that you should do is not allow hatred to come in your mind for that person. That's the first thing you do. You understand? If you do that, you are able to objectively see that person also and you say, oh yeah, he's very nice with this people. He's really good. But maybe he still will continue to be bad to you. Have you understood this point? Yes or no? Maybe agle janam mein kuch kiya hoga uska aur kya? No, it really, I mean, it is possible. So please don't, very difficult to understand. I remember one very interesting thing happened. I mean, it sounds really funny, but it was there, it happened. I was taking a walk and in the Bombay ashram, Sandeepani ashram, we have an open air theater over there, and I was taking a walk in that, up and down, and I saw a crow. And normally all birds fly away when you come very close to them, right? Because they don't want you to be. But this crow continued, it was this close to me and it just kept on looking at me. Why would a crow be sitting so close, you know, and not fly off, you know? So I looked at it for a little time and had a little evil type of a look. You know, maybe crows look like that, I don't know. But then anyway, I don't think they look like that. Because from childhood I've been feeding, you know, the typical Gujarati family, we give rice to the crow. I don't know how many of you have done that in your life. You've done that? Some of you have done it, right? So you can. So we give, you know, little rice. Every day morning you give rice to the crow. So childhood I've grown up with crows, so to speak. So, but this crow was not a very, had a nasty look in his eyes. So anyway, I looked at him. He looked at me, this close to each other. Then I turned around and I started walking back. I thought by the time I come back again, it would have flown off. I came this close again, it still kept on looking. I said, this is an unusual crow. Anyway, third round, I gave him one more benefit of a doubt, he'll fly away. I hope he flies away. But then I said, okay, something is really this. And he kept on looking at me this close. I said, kuch na kuch janam mein uska maine bigada hai. Because why would a crow sit around so close to me, give this nasty look, not go away? So I looked at him and I said, okay, I don't know which janam I must have met you. And this nasty look in your eye is not very nice. You know, I mean, you don't want anyone to look at you in a nasty way, right or wrong? And you don't want anyone in the world to not like you, right? So even if a crow doesn't like you, you feel, what is this? Why? What's wrong with me? You know? So therefore, I looked at the crow, I said, I know you don't like me, but I don't know what I have done, maybe sometime I have done something to you. I folded my hands, I prostrated to them, to the crow, and I said, maine jo bhi janam mein jo bhi tera bigada hai, I'm sorry for it. You know, I actually did that. Believe me, this crow is this close to me, I don't think the evil look went away or anything, but it flew away after that. So wait, what I'm trying to say is, when we think that someone is not being good to us, maybe this lifetime or in another lifetime, we have initiated the bad feelings. Have you understood that? Because what happens, we always think, that person is that. Maybe we initiated it. You know, who knows? That person may be equally upset about us. Isn't it true? So what happens is that we, just because our relationship or something is there, we say this person is bad. And Just because a person is good to us, we say, good. But that person may not be that great, you know, with others. Sometimes we find they are very nice with us, but they are not very kind or nice to others. Is it true or not? So it is fine. I mean, then you know, you see the person objectively. You don't become, you know, too enamored or too, you know, negative about anyone. It really helps you to be objective about everything. Okay? Just because a person is good to you doesn't mean the person is good. Just because a person is bad to you doesn't mean the person is bad. One more?
Yes.
See, it's so interesting. Whenever we see something negative in another person, what do we do? I'll give an example. See, supposing there is jealousy in me. I'm a jealous person and you are an angry person. What do I say? You want to change it? I don't mind. You want to be the jealous person? I'm just giving an example. What? So supposing I am the angry person, you are the jealous person, let's say. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. What do I say? I may be an angry person, but at least I'm not jealous like you. And supposing, and what do you say? I may be jealous, but I'm not an angry person like you. Don't we say that? Each one of us thinks, what I have is fine, what you have is not fine. Are you understanding?
Yes.
But that is not fine. We always justify what we are, and we always condemn what the other is. Don't we all do that? All of us. Meaning, mere mein jo burai hai, that is okay. We justify it. We even, you know, we say, it's okay, it's not so bad. You know, I know it's there and it's okay, but. Or sometimes we say it in a very, this way, I am like that only. You know, but we really have not, we are okay with it. We are fine with it also. We say it's there, but we are fine with it. Everything which is us, it's fine, but if it's anyone else, it's not fine. Yes or no?
Yes.
I am not like that. But you are so many other things. What of that? Hota hai ki nahi hota hai? Main toh aisa nahi karti hun. I have never done such a thing in my life. Oh, but you've done so many other things, which is really bad. See, some people who are very neat, clean and everything for them, none. So everyone they think is dirty, dirty, dirty. But there are so many other things about them which are very terrible. Are you understanding what I'm speaking? Yes or no? But for them, for the person goes down in their eyes just because that particular value that they think is so important is not there in the other person. Are you with me?
Yes.
So we justify everything which is me and condemn everything which is not me, and that is not fine. What should we do on the other hand? Accept the other person, meaning appreciate, hey, this is there, fine. I may be like that, but that person is like that. Very, very difficult. I hope these, you understand, these are good mantras or not good mantras?
Yes. Yes.
One mantra I like very much. The success of a successful man depends not on the external circumstance but on his mind. Kriya Siddhi, this is not by me, this is very great, this is a saying, it's a ಸುಭಾಷಿತ. ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಸತ್ವೇ ಭವತಿ ಮಹತಾಂ ನ ಉಪಕರಣೇ. ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ಕಮ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್, ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ಕಮ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾನ್ಸಸ್. ವಿಲ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಿಸ್? ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮಂತ್ರ. The greatness of the great person is not because of circumstances. The greatness of the great person is in spite of all circumstances. No one in the world has become great because of circumstances. Anyone who has become great is only because what? In spite of everything they have become great. Will you remember that? And what do we want? We want circumstances to help us to become great. Yes or no? We think this is there because, and we justify our failure on circumstances. Blame our failures on circumstances. Yes or no? If this would not have happened, I would have been. Yes? This happened so. No one encouraged me. If you see the life of great people, they never got encouragement. Is it true or not? That is what makes them great. Here what happens? Every little thing we want encouragement, encouragement. It's like dhakka maar maar ke. Dekho, dhakka maar maar ke kahan tak ja sakte hain. If your gaadi does not start, if your car does not start, you, in India we push it. It starts. And till where can you take that car? A little bit, isn't it true? Afterwards it has to start. So it's in motivation, motivation, motivation. And we get demotivated so easily. Is it true or not? All that's what you all are doing with your kids all the time. If you do your homework, I will. Then you do your homework, I will. Isn't it true? Dhakka maar maar ke kahan tak jaadi kaadi jayegi. That's what we are doing. I'm telling you, that's what we are doing. And then what happens? You leave them on their own, they can't do anything. Is it true or not? Father sits here, mother sits here, and the child sits to study. Ye kya baat hai re? Indian parents do this type of things. Yes or no? Either usko tuition mein, usko idhar ke, ya badakka maar 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 ke. Beta tere ko khana ye chahiye, usko ye chahiye, ye kar. और उसके बाद में बेटा पढ़ेगा. अरे वाह, अरे वाह, क्या पढ़ता है. आर यू अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट आई एम स्पीकिंग? ग्रेटनेस ऑफ द ग्रेट इज नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ सर्कमस्टेंस. व्हाट? इन स्पाइट ऑफ सर्कमस्टेंस. एनी वन हुज बिकम ऑर्डिनरी सो कॉल्ड लिटिल ग्रेट, दैट्स ओके, बट रियली ग्रेट, ग्रेट, ओके. Not because of circumstances, in spite of circumstances. More about this we will see tomorrow. Now we'll actually take up the mantras of the Gita. I hope all of you have a Bhagavad Gita at home. Yes. If you have it, whatever condition it is, please bring it. What I was going to get. Yeah? Bring a notepad and a pen as well. And anything that touches your heart, please note it down. Yeah, and another thing that you can bring, each one of you, try and bring 10 more people. Can you try? Yeah? If you ring up 50 people, 5 will come. So can you call up at least 50 of them? Yes, make use of that phone, na? Yeah, call up as many people as possible, and we'll take up actual mantras from the Bhagavad Gita, and you'll be surprised at what gems are there in that Gita. So bring the whole of the Gita. We'll start with the first chapters itself. So we'll see whatever mantras are there, and I think we can do. Tomorrow morning I have a very special session. All of you were already told about it. The session is a course on, 3-day course on rituals. Because so many of the, we don't understand anything about our rituals, isn't it? A puja, how to do a puja, we don't know. Right? So, especially you have a Sunday, so I'm sure, you know, it becomes easy for everyone to come. It's morning, 7 o'clock. And 7 to 8 is the session, morning, and in the evening tomorrow again it is from 7 to 8:30. So all of you can please note the timings for both the sessions. And do you want me to announce right now this, or you're going to show the promo tomorrow? Yeah, you're going to show it tomorrow, right? You know, on the quest, there's a very, very beautiful movie on the life of Pujya Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda, which there are two shows on the 28th of March and the 11th of April. Tickets are available at the bookshop. He's the founder of the Chinmay Mission, as you all know. And it's, we are celebrating his 100th birth centenary here. So it's like a very, very big occasion. So they brought out this wonderful movie, and it's come over here also. I've already seen that movie in India. It's just amazing. And I told people, you know, especially those of you who have seen Gurudev, please carry box of tissues. It's so touching. It's such a beautiful movie. And even young people will be very, very inspired by this life of this great Mahatma. So please, you can buy the tickets. I'm sure it's available at the book counter over there. And more of the announcements they will be doing as the tomorrow or so. So all of you can bring your Gita tomorrow and come for the session. And if I can be inspired and put a little higher, it will... I'll be able to see everyone, because I can't see the people, some of the people in the backside. That will be nice. Okay. We'll take the name of the Lord for 2 minutes and we'll end. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari.
Hare
Nath Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari.
Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari.
He Nath Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. He Nath Narayana Vasudeva.
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 Narayana Vasudeva.
He Nath 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 Narayana Vasudeva.
Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari.
Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari.
He Nath Narayana Vasudeva.
He Nath Narayana Vasudeva.
He Nath Narayana Vasudeva.
He Nath Narayana Vasudeva.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti. शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
We will have the Gurudev's Aarti before you.